Job chapter 29. They say such nice things about people at their funerals that it makes me sad to realize that I'm going to miss mine by just a few days. I've been to funerals where they talk as well about the deceased that sometimes I've doubted it was the same person I knew. What would you say in your own funeral? The chapter appears that Job had written it as a speech for his own funeral. His mind takes him back in time and he finds many of his enriching experiences. His testimony denies the cruel accusations of his friends. Although he was a prosperous man, neither his occupations nor his wealth took away his social consciousness. He fed the poor, helped the orphan, brightened the widow's heart. He was dressed in justice, and he was eyes on the blind and feet to the lame. Father of the needy and defender of foreigners, he judged fairly, and such was his reputation that both young and older than men, and even princes, respected him. Obviously, most of us can't match his qualifications or his selfless lifestyle. But what we can do, however, is to read again the list and allow God to use us so that we can be a blessing to someone's even today.